I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Crude oil prices remain very high, although off a bit from the 21-year highs of last week. One reason for the slight drop in price, Saudi Arabia is promising to raise its own oil output, and it's also going to press other members of the OPEC oil cartel to boost their production. Despite that good news, gasoline prices here at home show no sign of falling. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, how much is Saudi Arabia's promised production increase likely to ease the pressure on oil prices?
Well, that's a good question, and you almost need a spreadsheet to even start to guess at the answer. On the one hand, if there's any country that could quickly boost supply and have an effect on demand, it's Saudi Arabia. Not only is the country pledging to raise oil output above 9 million barrels a day, today's Wall Street Journal reports the kingdom is looking beyond that at raising pumping capacity even more by bringing new wells online. On the other hand, global demand is hot, and it's likely to get even hotter. And just today, there are signs that oil traders are still doubting whether this promise from the Saudis is going to do enough. Crude prices were easing up as last week ended. Today, they were nudging back up a little on skepticism over whether Saudi Arabia can control pricing pressure that may be demand-driven rather than just a supply problem.
Well, if it is demand-driven, as you say, maybe the Saudis aren't going to have any impact at all. But if they did, suppose they start pumping a lot more oil, how long would it take for that to result in lower prices at gas stations all over this country?
Well, there's some doubt about that even, that global prices might affect gasoline prices. Some of the high cost of gasoline stems from refinery output here, not just oil supplies. Experts say refineries are making gasoline as fast as they can, but demand is outpacing supplies. The latest Lundberg survey of gasoline prices shows the national average for all three grades was $2.10 a gallon at the end of last week. And the editor of that survey, Trilby Lundberg, says any lowering in global oil prices is likely to be offset by increased demand from the growing economy. Plus, there are environmental regulations that affect the way gasoline has to be produced, and there's going to be increased demand over the summer. And if Americans stay closer to home, they'll use more gasoline.
What else going on in the Marketplace newsroom today?
Well, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind policy is affecting the nation's homeless children.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.